Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. Remember Chinese finger traps? The first time you stuck your little pointer finger in one as a child, so innocently, you never suspected it would grab hold of you. Yoink! Like quicksand, the harder you struggled, attempting to assert your will to be free and to prove your strength, the tighter it got. You probably laughed at first, but you then may have panicked a little. Would you ever be able to point at things or press buttons again? You'd be that kid with his fingers stuck together for the rest of your life. How do you ride a bike or pick up a bowl of Cocoa Krispies to drink the chocolate milk out of the bottom? Or put on your favorite t-shirt if you're trapped in this sneaky little toy? On the bright side, maybe you can get out of homework and brushing your teeth. But what was the secret? Your natural reaction was to pull away and use more force. But freedom was found when you relaxed and gently brought your fingers together. There's a great lesson to learn in the children's gag gift. Grab your Bible. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 5 through 6. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Peter was one of Jesus' closest disciples. He had a reputation for being a little too big for his britches, to borrow an old expression. What, you don't say britches? At one point in his life, right after confessing Jesus as the Savior and Son of God, Peter basically told Jesus to stop all this crazy talk. It sounds like he's going to die soon. Well, Jesus put Peter right back in his place, to put it mildly. But Peter eventually learned a valuable lesson. Be humble, respectful of everyone, but especially people older than you, and trust God. God doesn't put up with pride and big egos. That's our natural response as humans. We think we know best, or that we need to prove we are right. So we try to force our wills by acting rude, forceful, and disrespectful. Something inside of us just naturally resists the idea of submitting to someone else, who may very well know better from our experiences the key to our little situation. That would be giving in. That's weak, we think. But it's not. It's the secret to freedom in God-honoring relationships. It frees us from worry and conflict, among other things. Humility through Christ frees us from sin, if you think about it. What is sin after all? It is thinking we know better than God. It is disrespecting Him, ignoring His commands, and asserting our own will to prove our own ability. Pride is such a sneaky little trap. So pray that God would free you from pride in your heart and in your relationships. Pray for patience and just relax. Stop trying so hard to be in control. Trust that when you loosen up and humble yourselves, giving God and others great respect, that He will bless you with a newfound freedom to enjoy your relationships. Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another, you'll get it. A big thanks to our listeners in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Oregon. Keep on listening and spread the word.